Let us go to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, and we may walk in his paths. Amen. Today's scripture introduces us to a very ancient metaphor in the Bible about the relationship between God and God's people. Let's go on to the next slide. But Jesus takes this ancient image of the vine and branches and uses it to paint a more robust word picture of God's love, and takes the disciples further down what has started as a familiar road. Let's go on to the next slide. There's some vines and branches. Jesus is teaching them about the faith. It is as though they are in confirmation, and Jesus is the confirmation instructor. Yet as he teaches them, he puts a new twist on this old familiar metaphor. God is still the loving vine grower. That much is the familiar part. But while the old image has the nation as the vine, now the nation, instead of the nation, Jesus himself is the vine as the direct connection between God and the individual branches. The disciples are still the branches, but now it is through their relationship of love and trust in Jesus that they are directly connected to the gracious love and mercy of God. Because Jesus has such an intimate connection to God, the disciples too are more intensely and immediately connected with God. Like a good vine grower, God tends the vines carefully, even pruning when necessary, so that the fruit of the vine may be as abundant, sweet, and juicy as possible. Now, look carefully at this image because the relationship is interdependent. The vine and the branches need the vine grower who will put them on those trellises as much as the grower needs the fruit of the vine. The care of the vine dresser provides for optimal growth of the vine, which will in turn produce an abundance of fruit, a generous harvest, more of what the grower needs. The vine grower needs that produce that the vine is growing, and the fruit of the vine gives sustenance and life. And part of that sustenance, of course, is the joy and gladness that comes from the manufacturing of the processed grapes. The sweet grapes themselves, sometimes letting them on the vine long enough so that they turn to raisins or drying them in the sun, and the juice from the vine, and of course, with a little fermentation, all the wine as well, as all things we can take from this produce and these products. Remember, too, that wine is an important product at the time of Jesus. Water is sparse in the Holy Land. Even today, the use of water is a source of constant tension in the give and take of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In Jesus' day, the problem was not only with the sparseness of water, but also the quality of the water. It was simply unclean and not safe to drink. But if it was processed and fermented through grapes into wine, it provided much-needed hydration with the added benefit of the alcohol that went along with the process. Wine was not only essential for life, but also added to life's richness through the joys it provided as a side benefit. Hence, the fruit of the vine also carries connotations of joy and gladness. And the image of this relationship provides not only deep fulfillment to all involved, but also happiness and contentment. Therefore, with the vine grower's care and the benefits of the fruit of the vine, there is both the profit of mutuality and the dependencies between the vine and vine grower. In other words, there's relationship between them, and relationship is essential in this Gospel of John. This mutuality is essential to our life and God. Jesus tells his disciples about this image to bring home the importance of the relationships here. Jesus, the vine, is utterly dependent upon God, the vine grower. And at the same time, the disciples and we, by extension, are also utterly dependent upon God through Jesus Christ. Jesus, who we learned earlier in the same gospel, is the way, the truth, and the life, the one who always points beyond himself to the greater truth about God who is and what God does for the sake of the world. God is always greater than we imagine or comprehend. So we mustn't limit our concept of God here today. This metaphor Jesus is using is important because it takes our imaginations farther into the mystery of the one we call God, and that holds true for the depth of our relationship we have with God as well. We learn in today's second lesson that God's essence is love. So it should be no surprise to us that the relationship that God is forging us with this vine is a relationship of love. Without connection to God, deep love is not possible. Life itself is not possible. That is how the vine works. If the fruit or the leaves or the branches are not connected in relationship with the vine, they will die. Their life cannot be sustained in them without the relationship to the vine and the vine grower. Without connection to the life source in which we live and move and have our being, abundant life is not possible. Growth in love or any other mercy is not possible. It is in relationship that the final verses of today's gospel come into focus as well. Some have thought these verses are saying that God will do whatever we ask. But that's an oversimplification, and it isn't what Jesus was trying to say at all. It's not ask and it shall be done for you, but rather do ask. But ask for God's deep love. Seek a profound, abiding relationship with God and those around you. Then we can talk about what our genuine needs and yearnings are. And then we won't get stuck pining after consumer goods or trips or toys. Rather, we will seek sustaining meaningful relationships with God and one another. If the one in need is abiding in relationship with God and has a deep, abiding association with the message of God's love, then the asking will be in line with the relationship, and whatever is needed for that relationship will be provided. Beloved, when we are in relationship with God, all our values change. They become values grounded in love, the love of Christ the vine. And that's what happened to the Ethiopian. Here is water, he said. What is to prevent me from joining the love of the vine? He heard the good news of God's love, and he was baptized to reattach his life to the life-giving Christ, who loves without abandon. In fact, that is also what Christ the vine is yearning for us today. Jesus wants us to have a new realization of what it means to live in relationship with God in order that the love we have received from God will extend beyond us to touch the lives of others, that they may in turn know the riches of the vine grower's abundant and gracious love, demonstrated by the self-giving love of Christ, our teacher, our word, our flesh, our vine. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.